Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 60 tonight, chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 78. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Revenue has partnered with the company of Pay It as they announced their new ID system for card renewal services in the state called ICANN. As KWCH News reports, the ICANN is Kansas's new digital government platform that helps deliver services from state agencies through the web, mobile, or native Apple and Android apps. According to the Department of Revenue, they say you can have multiple different features on the app, including renewing your driver's licenses, vehicle registrations, ordering birth certificates, death certificates, or even marriage certificates, along with purchasing annual parking passes. They say the app has already been relatively popular in the state as of the end of March. They say more than 1 in 3 Kansas residents are registered with ICANN, serving over 10,000 residents each year. For more information on the apps, you can download it on your phone at IKANN, ICANN, or find it online at ICANN.KS.GOV. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
A man in Lawrence, Kansas has been convicted of child sex crimes in Florida after an investigation between the two law enforcement agencies in the two states. WIBW reports, according to the Lawrence Police Department, 45-year-old Sean Talkington of Lawrence was found guilty on 2 counts of sexual battery on a child, along with lewd or molestation charges. He now potentially faces life in prison. According to the Bay County, Florida Sheriff's Office and the investigation, they presented evidence to the courts to prove Talkington had repeatedly sexual assaulted a victim between 2005 and 2012. In other news, the Stifel Theater in Salina, Kansas is one of 5 nominees nationwide for the Theater of the Year Award that's been given out by the Academy of Country Music. KWCH News reports that it is one of several categories from the ACM Awards that are dedicated to music venues, including arenas, Casino of the Year, Club of the Year, and other nominations. The Stifel Theater joins the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, along with the Crystal Grand Music Theater, the Florida Theater, and the Orpheum Theater in Omaha, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Grand Island Community Redevelopment Authority has announced that they are moving forward with multiple different housing projects in the community. As they say, they have voted to approve 3 different development items. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that some of the plans they have include a Planet Fitness, where the construction will begin on Claude Street to West 13th Street. Also, the building is 16 rental units catered to elderly communities, with the third project focusing on the city's growth and moving forward in the future.
The first one and the last one are really instrumental to getting Claude Road built between North Road and Gears Avenue. And Claude Road, we're really hoping that as that is built, it provides access to a lot of those businesses.
That was Chad Nabity with the Hall County Planning Director on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say their goal is to have roads expanded along with helping congestion in certain parts of town.
winning atmosphere. Eat, play, drink, and win at Rock and Bruce Casino, Bremen. Meet Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen, April 29th, 3 to 5 p.m. Take a selfie for $10 free play. First 25 guests get a Rick Nielsen souvenir. All ages welcome. Exclusions apply. See Players Club for details. Go to rockandbrucecasinobremen.com. Rock and Bruce Casino, Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Polling locations will be open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Tuesday for the special election for the proposed jail project, which will decide if Marshall County may proceed with up to $6.5 million in a lease purchase arrangement to fund construction. The polling locations include Marysville of the American Legion, Axtell of the American Legion, Beatty at St. Malachy's Parish Hall, Blue Rapids at the Community Center, Frankfort at the Cygnus Center, and Summerfield at the Community Center. Advance ballots mailed out can be returned to the county clerk's office yet Tuesday or be placed in the drop box at the courthouse. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked today and must arrive by April 28th. The special election was prompted when a petition was circulated and certified after commissioners had passed a resolution to move forward with the construction financing option. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, Matt Blossom with Marshall County Partnership for Growth was introduced as new director. He began April 1st and will focus first on housing. Leadership Marshall County will spend the morning of April 21st at the courthouse as part of their curriculum. That group is comprised of a dozen and a half members from throughout the county who are taking part in a series of leadership and other programs over the course of this year. Washington County Commissioners continued interviews for road and bridge supervisor, otherwise conducting routine business at last week's meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from a group including staff and volunteers with the nutrition program, as well as the director discuss possible reduction in services and staff hours. A civil suit in Nemahal County District Court versus the City of Seneca was denied last week. In a decision Tuesday, Judge John Weingart announced that adjacent landowners Brett Olson and Ashley Nortis were not justified in citing potential negative health consequences and economic damages if a conditional use permit recommended by the Zoning Board of Appeals moved forward. That would allow development of a new distribution center by Ag Partners Cooperative on property they own at the west edge of Seneca. Certain restrictions were included with the conditional use permit, which again affirmed the reasonableness of the City Zoning Committee decision from last summer. Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zias was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend, focusing on efforts to increase housing availability and opportunities within the community.
So the structure would be, we got to look at several areas. So the first thing is to supply more rental units because the data is showing us that's our major shortfall. And with that, obviously, there's a lot of sub-goals to that. Then we have to address what they call the new construction shortfalls. We should be having, you know, about eight homes, new homes coming up just to fill in the vacancies.
The full interview is available for download as a podcast on our website, KeyNDYRadio.com. Jerry Zias shared incentives available for housing development in Blue Rapids.
For a new home that's located within what we call an infill lot, Marshall County has a neighborhood revitalization program in which if you're going to build a new home on that vacant lot that's an infill lot, Marshall County is willing to give you a 100% rebate on your property taxes for 10 years, What we've done is we've taken that in Blue Rapids and attached our own city benefits or incentives to encourage the development. So if someone signs up for that Marshall County Neighborhood Revitalization Act, the city of Blue Rapids will offer free water and sewer hookup to the main and a $1,000 rebate on the water bill for the first year.
Gage County authorities Tuesday morning responded to a threat at an industrial facility on Southwest 89 Road near West Hickory. Witnesses were interviewed and reported that a person had called the facility, reporting that a contract employee was possibly coming with a firearm. It was determined that individual was in fact working at another site a half mile away. Upon investigation, no issues were noted. The employee involved was released. Investigation continues as to the original call reporting the incident. Kyle Lance, age 91, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Virginia-Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Kyle Lance. Larry W. Tiemann, age 77, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Larry Tiemann. David L. Lottman, age 76, of Diller, passed away April the 8th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery, Diller. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for David Lottman. Linda D. Nooch, age 75, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family will greet friends 5 until 7 p.m. Thursday at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Linda Nooch.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available, barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying much warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are possible early on Wednesday, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers may continue throughout Wednesday night as well with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers early Thursday morning, then mostly sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Cloudy and cooler throughout Thursday night as well with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers are possible on Friday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67, record high on this date, 91, the average low, 43, and the record low, 21. Sunset this evening, 8:07, sunrise in the morning at 6:46.
Crows are the bane of every vegetable gardener. A few ideas for discouraging the pesky bandits today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 18th, the 108th day of the year. Actor James Woods has a birthday, and the legendary Air Raid on Japan by James Doolittle and his squadron was on this day in 1942. Birds are lovely to have around the backyard, but crows in your garden are another matter. Here's a few ways to protect your plantings. Fruit crops can be covered with flexible netting. A 4-inch mesh will generally keep crows out, but allow other birds in. Fishing line string and a grid-like pattern above your garden will discourage them from swooping in from above. And what about scarecrows? Crows quickly learn they aren't a threat, but some gardeners have found that strips of shiny mylar will create a random motion that is sometimes effective. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill and perseverance of the Southern Raiders spring sports teams and will be rooting for all the athletes at the upcoming events. Good luck, Raiders, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Alfea is impressed with the talent and dedication of the Pawnee City Indian spring sports teams. The athletes are sure to show their opponents what it takes to be victorious at the upcoming games. Good luck from your friends and fans here at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. Smith Auto is cheering loudly and wishes the talented Pawnee City Indians spring sports teams the best at the events this week. The guys and girls' hard work, team effort, and skill will take the athletes far. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron.
Org Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals could only manage one hit last night, and they get beat by the Rangers at Kauffman Stadium 4-0. Matt Duffy, hitting in the seventh hole, is the only Royal to get a hit in the game. The Royals and the Rangers will play again tonight at Kauffman. NBA playoffs last night. Philadelphia took care of Brooklyn to take a 2-0 lead in the series, 96-84. And it is Sacramento with a 2-0 lead in their series against Golden State with a win last night, 114-106. There were four games in the NHL playoffs last night. Carolina took care of the Islanders 2-1. Boston beat Florida 3-1. Minnesota took care of Dallas 3-2. And L.A. beat Edmonton 4-3. Four games are on tap for tonight in the NHL playoffs. Jalen Hurts, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, signed the largest contract in terms of average annual value in NFL history. He signed a five-year, $255 million extension. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. simple processes, transparent pricing never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Right after the NFL season, the NFL Players Association team report cards came out. If you remember, the Kansas City Chiefs ranked 29th out of 32 teams. One of the areas where the Chiefs ranked 27th out of 32 was facilities. Andy Reid spoke on that yesterday.
I don't think we're behind necessarily, and things might not be as fancy as other places, but we normally come here to work hard. I think if you would have talked to the guys at the end of the season, they would have been probably a little different evaluation.
Arrowhead Stadium ranks amongst one of the oldest stadiums in the NFL, built in 1972. Wichita State women's basketball got a new head coach yesterday. Terry Nooner is the 10th head women's basketball coach in the history of Wichita State, according to Kevin Saw, athletic director. Nooner was the associate head coach at the University of Kansas this last year. KU women's basketball won the NIT tournament. As early training begins for the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is in Kansas City throwing to receivers and handing off to running backs, but says he is still nursing his ankle. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Dress up your spring and fall gardens, containers, and meals with bok choy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as bok choy, its mild flavor makes a great addition to stir fries and soups. It can be fermented into kimchi or added to egg roll and dumpling filling mixtures. It's a great source of vitamin A, calcium, and iron. Start bok choy from seeds directly in the garden or from transplants started indoors. Check seed packets for recommended planting dates for your location. Grow bok choy in full sun and protect young spring plantings from frost and cold night temperatures. The All-America Selections Asian Delight outperformed other bok choy varieties in the trials. Its heat tolerance delayed flowering, more than doubling the yield of other varieties. This bok choy forms 5 to 7 inch loose heads with tasty tender white ribs and dark green textured leaves. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
His city bounced from one country's control to another during World War II. No matter who was in control, this young Jewish man feared for his life. We relive his harrowing story this week on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Serge Kreisberger was born in Chinoti, Romania in 1928. His father ran a small textile factory. In 1939, Poland was invaded, national boundaries were erased, and the Kreisbergers' home in Romania became a part of Russia, ruled by Stalin.
Dictators are dictators, and Stalin didn't go specifically to the point of saying, I will eliminate Jews or gypsies.
The Russians quickly took possession from the Romanians. Soon, a colonel in the Russian secret police occupied the apartment across the hall. They became friends with their new neighbor, a fact that would soon become very important.
An edict came out that everybody has to go to a police station to get a passport. We didn't know what that meant. Just before we were scheduled, he came to our house and said, don't go when you're supposed to go. Don't do anything. I will tell you when you're going to come down. You bring all the papers from all your close family and see me.
The Kreisbergers didn't know there was any difference in the passports being given them. They soon learned their family had been given special documentation.
In the middle of the night, a whole street would be locked up by police and soldiers. They were going to a building and know exactly what apartment to go for. And they would give people exactly 10 minutes to take a suitcase. And they brought you down, they put you in a truck, and you were gone.
About 10,000 Jews were deported, people who it was felt could cause problems for the Stalin-led government. The Russian colonel had given the Kreisberger family working-class papers, keeping them from being sent to a work camp. We'll have more of the story of the Kreisberger family and their survival during the Holocaust next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be an auction of collectibles as well as real estate for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust Saturday, April 22nd, sale at 10 a.m., in Herkimer, 110 Kansas Avenue. Selling collectibles, a barbed wire collection, primitives, and furniture, to include a 10-foot store display cabinet, dressers, trunks, an extensive barbed wire collection, Western Flyer, banana seat bike, signs, primitives, old Kansas license tags, Herkimer items, toys, lots of swirl marbles, plus other miscellaneous. They'll also be selling the former school and school site in Herkimer. That will include a storage shed and a vacant lot on 6th Road, Herkimer, Kansas. The real estate sells at noon. This auction for the Tony Star Trust, Saturday, April 22nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 110 Kansas Avenue in Herkimer. For additional details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
UTVs are like a Swiss Army knife on the farm. They can do just about anything. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're able to do even more now with touchscreen technology as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Having a gator on the farm or ranch is indispensable for hauling stuff, people transport, spreading, spraying, and hundreds of other tasks. In the past, a UTV would basically offer stop, go, and hookup attachments. Now they're loaded with options and features that will rival a pickup truck. Maureen McCormack is John Deere's go-to market manager for Gator utility vehicles. She says customers are asking for automotive-like features in their UTVs.
Customers want to be able to go seamlessly from their truck to their utility vehicle. They're looking to have that full touchscreen experience. They're looking to have a nice, comfortable interior. They're looking to have climate-controlled environments. So those are the things that we find a lot of customers are looking for, especially those like in our ag segment that are really spending all day long in their vehicles. It needs to be comfortable.
She says their new Gator XUV 835R is tops in technology.
One of the first things you will notice about that vehicle and what is so cool about it is this fabulous new touchscreen interface. And so that can connect via Bluetooth to your smartphone, or you can plug into it as well, whatever you like. And that way you're able to interface with all of the apps on your phone through the touchscreen monitor there right on the dash of your UTV.
A rear-facing camera displays video on the touchscreen for better visibility behind you. McCormack says technology will continue to be their focus. They're looking at ways customers can use their utility vehicles to better align with large ag equipment technology. Learn more about what's new with utility vehicles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
live in the North Country where the winters are long and it seems like spring, well, it's never going to come. But when it finally does, I feel like a totally new person. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, spring is a great time for new beginnings. For me, it's a time to look at my finances and refresh my money strategies. Start fresh with your finances this spring. Create a monthly list of your financial income and expenditures. On one side, list monthly commitments and needs like your mortgage payment, food, insurance, and utilities. Make sure to include saving and giving. And then on the other side, put your total monthly income. Once you know how much is going out and coming in, you'll have more clarity about what you have and how to use it. Just make sure God is involved in your decisions about money. So start fresh with your finances this spring. It's the first step towards a life filled with gratitude and meaning.
How tiny pieces of plastic can lead to big problems for the farming community. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
You met Joel Tollickson in yesterday's show. He's an energy and agriculture scientist with the University of Minnesota's Morris campus, and he's working on a fairly new problem for agriculture, the presence of microplastics and forever chemicals in farming environments. Tollickson says the problem goes beyond just the health threat to people who come in contact with these things.
It's really important for agriculture to think about these environmental issues as we go forward, because if their products enter the market and get a bad name for having environmental issues, it can take a long time to kind of correct public perception. And so I highly recommend that you do your best to solve any problems you see on your operations as quickly as you can so that farming keeps its good name and we don't have to work to convince people that we're doing a good job.
To that end, Tollickson and colleague John Larson are gathering data on the subject to better help farmers understand what they're dealing with.
Our project is really looking at, okay, how do we get ahead of this issue, both microplastics and the PFAS compounds, so that farmers have good information as soon as possible.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Nordis Motor Company has a pair of 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups, an extended cab work truck priced at $50,950, and a Silverado LTZ Z71 package. They're new, and they're ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, April the 18th. The National Pork Producers Council released its second quarter economic update. Here's Chad Smith.
Holly Cook, staff economist with the NPPC, says these quarterly reports provide an up-to-the-minute picture of the industry's health.
The quarterly update provides a snapshot of current trends, but it's also important for congressional leaders and other outside audiences to understand the issues impacting the pork industry. We look at pork production levels, retail price spreads, exports, labor market trends, and examine the factors that could impact producer margins for the remainder of the year.
She talks about what the latest hog numbers show as producers look ahead.
The latest Hogs and Pigs report was released at the end of March and showed that breeding and market hog inventories were up just slightly from a year ago and were lower than they were in December of 2022. Digging a little bit deeper into that report, the heaviest category of market hogs weighing 180 pounds or more was about 2.1% larger than last last year, which would support the greater pork production and hog slaughter numbers that we've seen for March and early April. But the report also showed slightly smaller numbers for lighter weight market hogs, implying that we will likely not see significant growth in production for Q2 and Q3.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. 61 at Anthony, Winfield 60, Columbus 58, Ottawa 55, Westmore 53, Oakley 55, Great Bend 53, Hutchison 56, Kingman 55, Seneca 50, Belleville 51, Atwood 53. And that's your Ag News.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Drone technology takes the emotion out of making decisions and saves growers time and money. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series, brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Integrated Ag Services agronomist J.D. Bethel explains how they use drones for their high-definition scouting program.
Taking lots of high-resolution pictures across the field to identify stand counts, weeds, nutrient deficiencies, and presence of disease.
Their program and drone technology specialize in detecting emerging weeds before they become too problematic.
There is value in doing these drone flights because, especially in Ohio, water hemp is becoming more and more problematic in fields. And so you can build a herbicide program that you think is going to work. Then mid-season, we see water hemp starting to emerge, and we have to create kind of a rescue pass to get those weeds under control. And, you know, once corn gets about knee-high or soybeans get about knee-high, it's really hard to look out across a field and see what's coming. And so with a drone looking down through the canopy, we can identify these weeds as they emerge and get a better picture on what's going on across the entire field.
Bethel says his drone technology is also valuable for gathering up information on crop stand counts. He uses soybeans as an example.
Early planting soybeans is when we fly a field and we figure out there's, 80 or 90,000 soybeans per acre, we look at all the tables for replanting and we can tell that grower, you don't need to replant this entire field. But because we're taking so many points, we can identify certain areas in the field that they can maybe focus on if they want to replant.
Saving the customer time and money when it comes to replanting decisions. Integrated Ag Services is based in Milford Center, Ohio. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on ag technology, log on to agriculture.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for May sitting at currently 677 and a quarter, and that's up 3/4. July corn, 643 and a quarter, and that's up 3/4. Wheat for May, 697 and a half, that's up 1. July wheat, 709, that's up 1 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 883 and 3/4, and that's down 6. Kansas City wheat for July, 870 and a half, and that's down 6 right now. Oats for May, 347 and a half, and that's up 5 1/2. July oats, 341 and a quarter, that's up 3 3/4. Soybeans for May, 1520 is your current price, and that's up 3 1/4. July soybeans up 6 1/2 at 1492. Looking at cotton for May, 84.48 is your current price, and that's up $1.18. July cotton up $1.55 at 84.83. Looking at live cattle for April, 175.85, that's up a dime. June live cattle, 165, and that's up 12 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 206, and that's up 45 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 211.70, and that's up 95 cents. Looking at crude oil for May, 81.36 is your current price. That's up 53 cents. Crude for June, 81.41, that's up 58 cents. Looking at gold for April, $2,001.40. That's up $7.20. Gold for June, 2020-30. And that's up $13.40 right now. Let's take a look at Wall Street. The Dow right now down 28, S&P down 2, NASDAQ down 10. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A winning atmosphere. Eat, play, drink, and win at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen. Meet Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen April 29th, 3 to 5 p.m. Take a selfie for $10 free play. First 25 guests get a Rick Nielsen souvenir. All ages welcome. Exclusions apply. See Players Club for details. Go to rockandbrewscasinobremen.com. Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Join Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply celebrating 20 years in business. Drop by, have lunch from 11 to 1, Saturday, April 22nd at After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids.
The most recent cattle market reports show promise for Kansas cattle producers. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonzer shares and analyzes the latest cattle market update and the March meat demand monitor.
to remind everybody, this is Monday after Easter. So AMS called the Fed cattle market through Thursday at 174. That definitely continues the uptrend that we've seen. Compare that with the board. April live cattle was 171, up about $3 from the prior week, and up about $9 since the third week of March. That's all Fed cattle. The parallel information for feeder cattle is also positive. So AMS called the Pratt market. Most weight classes up this past week. The lightest weight lot I wrote down was 71 head, weighing 577, went for 250. And then the largest lot that I wrote down was 928 pounds, 124 head, came in at 182. Those would all be up, certainly from a month before, and most of those would be up from the most recent week. We look at the board for feeder cattle to round this out. April closed above $200, right at 201, up about a dollar on the week, also about $6 higher since the third week of March. Some of that is we've had a little bit of pullback in corn. Bigger part of it, I think, is the tightening cattle supply is hitting, and I think there's a lot of chasing of what is expected to be less available beef pounds.
Tonzer shares the boxed beef cutout highlights.
On Friday, USDA closed out the choice cutout 291. That's about $9 higher than the Friday before. Actually came in the highest since January of 2022. The select came in at 276, up about $5 on the week. Compared to January 3rd of this year, the total composite's up about $4. So the rally is fairly recent. The rib category is down 15%. All the other categories are flat or up. I'm highlighting that because I think the rib is been under stress. Hopefully some seasonal return to grilling and so forth will help with that. Loin is up. Brisket's up. Short plate, there's a little bit an export story there is up, and then chuck and round are basically flat. There's a mixed bag across all those different primal-based cutout numbers on a mix of food service, export, and domestic. Foot traffic at restaurants has been down, but we've had about 6 months where people have been tightening their financial belt due to inflation, and there's been a little bit of a pivot, I think, from steak towards ground, and we're seeing that in some of those numbers.
Tonzer goes on to discuss retail demand using K-State's Meat Demand Monitor.
The March Meat Demand Monitor, this is a beef and pork checkoff funded survey-based project here at K-State. Retail demand was a mixed bag. So ribeye steak, ground beef, bacon, and chicken breast were down in demand March versus February. All of those categories remain down compared to March of 2022. Willingness to pay has declined as people have been tightening their belts. Food service demand, so away from home demand, actually for all 8 evaluated meals, they were all up in March compared to February. And I haven't been able to say that for several months. Hopefully that continues in the months ahead, like we kind of teed it up earlier. The recovery isn't where it was. We're not back to pre-pandemic levels, in part because we never got there, and then we had this main inflation response. But that category in particular, I think, is really important to watch in the next 3 or 4 months.
That was Glenn Tonzer, K-State livestock economist, sharing the latest cattle market update and the March Meat Demand Monitor. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
15 now, 70 now, $15 now, 70 now.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210. legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.